Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Now, to great radio stations, we're broadcasting all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for doing what you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, to our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheelers out there, the men, the women, not only traveling coast-to-coast, border-to-border, but also going on down into the hurricane zone where Hurricane Ian hit, delivering much-needed supplies down there. Thank you for the job you're doing. Also, to our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, appreciate the job you're doing. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys delivering the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers out there keeping busy, too, doing a lot of the work that they work in conjunction with the post office in a lot of cases. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. Captain's America. That's how you find us over there. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, I think there's no doubt about it. Joe Biden's days are kind of waning down a little bit here. His big power base and the advantage he had in the House and in the Senate, I do believe, is going to go away. Everything's going to come crashing down on him, and he may not know how to handle it.
Well, as days go by, there's more and more indication that not only would it be in the House and the Senate, but also in governorships,
yep,
and with attorneys general. So, again, I say that, while I'm happy that we can certainly retake the House,
yep,
because that controls the money, but I'm watching what's going on at the state level very carefully,
yep,
because that's where the power needs to go back to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can, if you look, wouldn't it be fun to have Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis debate each other? Having said that, we can see the colossal difference in the two states.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody reached out to me yesterday and said, you know, Ron DeSantis would make a great governor because he has already declared that he is not going to ask parents to have their school-age children vaccinated with this new CDC recommendation.
Nope.
And I said, well, his case is already proven because Florida students were the very first students across the country to go back into school and stay in school, and that was without the vaccination to start with.
Correct.
And so the case is already proven for him. But, you know, that shows you the difference in leadership. And that is where the power of running countries, our country, needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching what's happening in these states. Because we also have to remember what's going on in this crime, this nasty crime going on across the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, some citizens absolutely have a fear of just going outside anymore. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. And so what do? They pick up and they move. And where are they moving? Texas, Tennessee, and Florida. So mm-hmm. it does affect, us, for instance. Mm-hmm. Other states should be paying attention.
Well, they're better off if they go to Texas because that'd be the best choice for them to go to begin with. I'm not saying that because I love Texas. I'm saying that because I don't want them to come here necessarily as their first option. Because if you come here, we'd like to think that you have some sort of vocation that you could use to contribute. But a lot of the people coming here are starting over again, and they really don't have much of a background when it comes to a job. I'm finding that out.
Well, that's news to me. I would say that it's driving our real estate prices, including the cost of rent, through the roof down here.
Yes.
So that's a big problem.
Well, that's the economy, inflation, crime, and immigration. That's what's leading the charge with what people are complaining about.
But and we're also running out of water in this state.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, the point being is that what goes on and doesn't go on in other states can impact, adjacent states or even states on the other side. So I want state power to go back to state power and not federal government.
I agree. And hopefully it will this time around. You know, the voters that I keep speaking to, regardless of what party they belong to, they're happy as a lark. Predominantly to be out of the cities where it was all controlled by Democrats, and most of the people that were moving in there were people that didn't speak the language. People are telling me that the illegals are there, they know they're there, and nobody's doing anything about it.
Well, I go back to state power. It's something that needs to be challenged, and it's quite remarkable that these Democrats are not looking at what these Republican governors are doing.
You are right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And here's more about her right here.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, we are going to take it away in this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over at Geico Insurance. You know, Geico's been saving people money for well over 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, and that number continues to go up. Now, I will tell you that if you've got a car, if you've got a truck, they'll certainly give you a price quote on that. But you might want to also check out their motorcycle rates, their ATV, their boat, and their RV rates, because they can save you some money there. But where you really and seriously save money is when you bundle your automobile insurance with your homeowners or renters or condo insurance. When you do that, you'll save some serious money with Geico. So, the website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go there and see what they can do for you. You might be surprised. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
All right, we've got Iron Mike on the telephone first, and then we've got another caller here. So let me go to Iron Mike. Okay, you have a question for Denise, sir.
Yes, I respect her opinion and research. NASA every year takes temperatures of our galaxy, of the planets. And I would like to know if they're still doing it. They were doing it for quite a while. And what difference is it between the warming of this planet and the rest of them?
Okay. Thanks, Fire Mike. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, I don't think I've been asked that question before, but I would imagine that it's really kind of a procedural thing. So I would say yes. Taking the temperature of the Earth, it says here that they, as recently as September of last year, they were doing it.
Uh-huh.
So I think that that is kind of an answer to his question. At least I hope it is. I think it's kind of done. Milestones getting cold enough to see. They use a couple of pieces of technology to do that. So satellite confirms the key NASA temperature data. The planet is warming and fast. Well, that comes from Washington Post. But
okay.
The answer to your question is yes. So,
all right. All right, we have a second caller here. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I was referring to Denise's article here on the founderspub.com where it says they're selling the U.S. companies are selling technologies and stuff to China.
Yes.
With reference to the hypersonic missiles.
Mm-hmm.
And this further emphasize the fact that we just need to try and disengage from China as much as possible, even to the point of just making it illegal to sell them anything to do with technology or have a board or something that goes over the anything that we sell to China. As far as Iron Mike's thing about the galaxy, I think that refers to the fact that the sun rotates around the center of the galaxy and we enter different phases of it, but I'm not sure on that. Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Denise.
You know, the FBI has had, I'm going to say past tense because I'm not sure even where they are now, but a team that did nothing but be assigned to foreign espionage in the United States, most of all China. And the article that I wrote that somebody ought to be fired or put in jail at the Pentagon, which was the title of it, I wrote it as a result of a study that the Washington Post did. Now, I'm not a big fan of the Washington Post, but there are some pretty good people over there. And they found that we have these government contractors and these front companies and all these other kinds of things that are related to government, including the Pentagon. And the Pentagon gives these grants. A grant means here's some money for free. We need you to do this. And they found that I think it was 50 companies that had worked and developed certain kinds of technologies that would be used by our military, whatever branch. And it was bought and paid for by our federal tax dollars. But they were also selling it to China.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a problem here, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to know why China is way ahead of us militarily and certainly with an edge on any other technologies, there is one of your reasons. And the other reason, of course, is hacking. And they've got operatives here in the United States that we employ. We employ Chinese operatives, and we've seen that, occasionally in case by case when they're caught working for government contractors and, I would say, universities where
they're
stealing technologies.
The universities, so you are right. Mm-hmm.
We have a very big problem. We're supposed to be... there's a kind of an edict within the military that we keep a 10-year advantage over our adversaries militarily. We're not there anymore.
No.
In fact, China is beating us in several things, which is really an outrage. And that began under Obama.
Yep.
Trump worked diligently to get things back on track and did make our military much stronger, but it kind of stopped under Biden. So we have a problem here, ladies and gentlemen, and we have a Secretary of Defense that tells us that, yes, we do have the equipment and the resources to fight two simultaneous wars. Well, what kind of wars, Mr. Secretary.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, they just did a study over at the Heritage Foundation, which I'm actually doing an interview on Monday about how pathetic our military is at this point. I really hate to use that word, but that's really the gist of it. But the other piece is we cannot, they've done a study that if we went to war with China, would we win? And the answer to that is no.
Now, Secretary of State Blinken yesterday made a comment that China is speeding up plans for the takeover of Taiwan. And we're hearing from other sources within the government that that could happen anywhere from this year till two or three years out.
No. An admiral came out and said it actually could be within months.
Well, that's even worse.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that is part and parcel of my comments just now. We don't have any more Javelin missiles. We've pretty much given them all to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue when it comes to Ukraine, remember as Trump was leaving office, he was doing everything he could to saddle up Ukraine should there be an invasion. It's almost like he knew that there was one coming.
Mm-hmm.
So within what we had in inventory, he was trying to give them everything that they could possibly need. Biden comes in, and he's slow-rolling the whole thing. And if they had given Ukraine, he keeps saying that, you know, we didn't know that Russia was going to invade Ukraine. I call false on that one.
I think he knew.
Putin told us he was doing it in September, and he did it, and he actually did it in February. But he told us that was going to happen the September prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have armed up Ukraine immediately, given them everything that we thought to stop the invasion from ever happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to keep throwing money, and throwing weapons and throwing systems at them. And I would argue that we're doing much more than Europe is doing, especially Germany. And we're not even at threat here.
No.
So that tells you that if China invades Taiwan, we're going to slow roll it just like we did with Ukraine, and it's going to be bad, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, we don't have the mental offensiveness that we need to have, either at the Pentagon or in this White House.
All righty, here comes the music. That means I got to let you go, but I will be talking to you later tonight, so have yourself a great day. All right, thank you very much. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Don't forget to go over there to her website and check out all the great things that she has over there to offer, and you'll be glad that you did.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
Officials in New York and Nevada stated that they had identified their first deaths in people who had tested positive for monkeypox. Only 4 deaths have been officially tallied so far by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention out of 27,635 infections around the country. President Joe Biden has thrown his support behind establishing a federal fund to offer financial assistance to people who need to take time off work and child care in order to get an abortion. He made his comments during an interview with Now This News. A small plane that drifted into airspace near President Joe Biden's speech in Irvine was escorted away by a U.S. Air Force F-16 fighter aircraft. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news. Yesterday, of course, we had Bo Browning from National Aviation here in studio. Thanks a lot for the calls that we got, the messages that we got, as well as the messages that Bo got after he got to his office yesterday. Now, NAA.edu is where to go. But they're going to tell you about themselves, and then we'll be back with more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, that's the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. That's the website to go. Take a look at everything National Aviation Academy has to offer. And then, while you're there, call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses. Now, you can either come to Clearwater, Florida, and take a tour of the one here, which is in the Tampa Bay area, or you can take the tour up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city of Boston. But in either case, you'll have the opportunity to talk to the teachers, the students, and the money folks that'll tell you how that works, and you'll be able to fill out the paperwork if you're a civilian, apply for the civilian loan, and of course, if you're military and you haven't used up all your education, military education benefits, you'll be able to use that and go through the school and come out and go anywhere you want. Because you get a job with a company. Company represents different countries around the world. They fly in and out of, let's say, Singapore, and maybe they fly in and out of Bangkok and other places. And you wind up with them, and you get to travel and see the world. You get paid a lot of money. So, NAA.edu, that's the website. Phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up. Ask to take the tour. Well, the United States military in recent weeks awarded Lockheed Martin $179 million to replace their high-mobility artillery rocket systems, known as HIMARS, and their guided municipal launch rocket systems that they'd sent from their own stockpiles to Ukraine. Now, there are plenty of pictures out there showing the Pentagon shipping these and getting ready to send them overseas. Plenty of pictures. So, there you have it. That's item number one. Item number two. We do know that the Army Special Operations Forces could soon be coming to a high school near you to recruit because they need more special operations personnel. And that is a specialty field. Top of the top, best of the best, that's where they go. Also, the U.S. Navy has adopted a fight tonight mentality as both China and Russia are growing more aggressive, the Chief of Naval Operations said, meaning that the service must rapidly become more ready and more lethal for at least the new term and any conflict we might have there. We just told you Russia's made a comment. China hasn't said it, but Russia's made a comment that China's ready to go in China, that they're ready to go against Taiwan. Well, the U.S. Air Force is getting its own combat dive badge after using the Navy's for years. Now, the Air Force has been creating their own badge for a little while. And let's not forget that in recognizing airmen who are in combat as divers, after relying on a Navy decoration to honor its own for the past 16 years. Well, that's not going to happen anymore. All right, I'm going to go to the phone line. I'm going to break the segment up here. We'll see who we got. Good morning, caller. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I got a comment. I don't think you're going to like it, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Well, we don't like a lot of things, but we respect your opinion to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not directed at you personally, but you're going on and on about special operators, and they're going to come to the high school, and all night I've been hearing about this Russia, China. Let me ask you something, really seriously.
Yeah.
We're going to take Russia and China. You know what that means? I mean, look, I don't like Russia and China's government, but you know what? I didn't see Russia and China doing a Pearl Harbor on us or 9/11, you know? I mean, where are they going to get all this manpower that's going to take on Russia and China?
Well,
what are we going to do, throw drag queens out?
I am not saying that we're taking anybody on. I'm reporting what's being said by those that are in charge.
Yeah, I understand that. Mm-hmm. That's why I preface my remarks by saying it's not directed at you. I'm speaking, you know, rhetorically. I mean, it seems the zeitgeist out here of the ruling class is, and we don't have any input whatsoever other than talking, okay, is we're going to take on Russia and China. The whole thing's gearing up to take on Russia and China. And it's
here's where the
democracy.
Here's where the input. Here's where the input starts, and it's not baloney. November the 8th. Take care. November the 8th. That's where it starts. Right there. November the 8th. Get to the polls. Cast your ballot. Oh, and by the way, let me remind you. If you got a mail-in ballot, take it with you to the supervisor of elections office and hand it to him. Take the ballot with you, hand it to them at the supervisor of elections office. Do not think you're going to put that in your mail. It's just going to automatically show up. With all the trouble that we've had here in the years gone by, the only way you're going to make sure it gets there is to take it in person and hand it to them. Now, that's me talking, because that's what I did. And the woman says to me, oh, you didn't have to do that. You could have mailed that, and it would have come, and we would have. I says, no, I did have to do that, because you're getting the ballot, and I realize it, and you're recording it. So there you go. So there you go. So that's my suggestion to you. Now, are we going to have another COVID surge? Have you heard the latest on that? My goodness. And I'm going to talk about this with Chris Markowski. My goodness. The military is getting ready for the next COVID surge. That's number one. And number two, the schools are getting ready for another COVID surge. Did they know something that we don't know? Probably. Probably. I still think that we're pretty well, our mentality is such now that we're pretty well shot up, stabbed up with the needles, that we've had enough. And by the way, I just got my my flu shot on top of everything else. And that flu shot, if you're up to date with your COVID shot, and were at, you know, when they were done doing what they were doing, that flu shot is going to help you too. A lot of people, for some reason, their doctor won't tell them that. I don't know why. My doctor and I have a great relationship, I guess because he's ex-military, Navy, and he gets it. And he's not afraid to tell people the way things are. So, you know, people respect straight shooters like that. They really do. All righty, we are coming back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. It's going to get real here in a few minutes. Boy, is it. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Mac Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Markowski. You're the guy that's a legend. I just follow along. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S, and of course, Acura is A-C-U-R-A. Now, you can go to MossAcura.com, take a look at what they have there in your inventory list, and see all the great deals that they've got, the bargains on certified pre-owned as well as brand-new vehicles. Now, the other thing is, they have the You Serve, You Save program, and that is where you really save a bunch of money. Because active duty military, veterans, first responders, whether you're police or fire or EMS, you get some great deals there, and church pastors too. They are located on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan. Now, you also get Moss Care with your vehicle, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So you get double service right off the bat, designed to keep you a happy camper and running around with a lot of great deals with your vehicle. Check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street is right here. Chris Markowski, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You've heard all the comments in the past week about, oh, companies are gouging us, and oh, they got to lower their prices, and oh, they're terrible, oh, they're this. Well, not so fast. I have got some stuff in front of me that blows the Biden administration and California and anybody else that's bad-mouthing the oil companies right out of the water. You want to hear it?
Sure.
The Biden administration has leased lower, or fewer acres, rather, for oil and gas drilling offshore and on federal land than any other administration in its early stages dating back to the end of World War II. That's 97% less than the first 19 months under President Donald Trump's term when we were drilling baby drill. Remember?
Yes.
And as gas prices rose, Biden made decisions that would only raise them higher. We'll start with this. January 2021, average gas price was $2.33. Biden began halting oil and gas leasing on federal lands and waters through an executive order. Item number two, May 2021, average gas price jumped to $3.11. That means it went up 78 cents. The Biden administration pressured big banks to divest from investing in fuel energy investments. No capital. They had to work with their own money now. Okay, now item number three, June 2021. Gas price is now $3.15 a gallon, average across the country. Biden revokes permit and cancels the Keystone XL pipeline. Item number four, August 2021. Average gas price now up to $3.25 a gallon. That's almost a dollar higher in, 8 months of him being in office. Biden called on Russia and OPEC to increase their oil production to counter rising prices instead of increasing our domestic oil production. Item number five, in December of 2021, average gas price now up to $3.39. That's $1.06 a gallon higher than what we started out the year at. Biden halted federal aid for new fossil fuel projects abroad. Then we had February 2022, where the average gas price was now up to $3.90 a gallon, and Biden delayed issuing new oil and gas permits for drilling on federal land just moments before Russia's invasion in the Ukraine. Kind of ominous. Then in March of 2022, the gas price now up to $4.25 a gallon. That's almost $2 higher than what it was in 2021. Biden banned Russia oil imports. And as of today, the average price of fuel is $3.82. And we still don't know exactly what's going on. Your comment.
Well, listen, you know, this is just a part of it. A lot of it is... of the jawboning. But what that is that the fact that these people that are in charge have just basically, they've said on repeated occasion, and their underlings as well, that we really don't want oil companies to be in business. You had the Biden's energy guy, he was being interviewed on CNN.
Oh, yeah.
It's me right now. Basically saying that, we want to speed this transition to all these green energy things here. Bill Gates said it the other day. You jawbone companies, and then you get, you know, the Biden administration coming out telling oil companies that they need to be stop buying back your stock and paying dividends and do more production. It takes massive amounts of investment. Who's going to invest in something that the government wants to tear down as soon as oil prices come down?
Nobody.
It's absolutely absurd. It really is.
Now, the president is also rejecting solutions that would solve the high gas prices in other areas instead of adopting policies that would exacerbate it, like increasing regulations on the gas industry, revoking the oil permits, and attempting to rely on foreign oil to make up for the difference. And there are few solutions left. The Biden administration is then forced to rely on America's strategic oil reserve, which is not the answer either, because it's intended specifically for severe emergencies and wartime, not for what he's doing with it.
I agree. This is silly right now. This is not a solution to the problem by any stretch of the imagination. It's not increasing supply. You solve the supply issue when it comes to energy with more supply. You got to go out there and you've got to get more. That's the reality of the situation. Prices are staying high. We obviously have refining capacity problems.
here in this country. And it's a shame because, we were really, going at full capacity, what we were actually capable of doing, Europe wouldn't be having the massive problems that they are, and we'd be able to be, supplying all these places. But what turn is going to happen is Russia's going to just send its fuel to China. China's going to refine it and turn around and sell it anyway.
Yep. Now, the United Kingdom is about to have another prime minister because Liz Truss has resigned. And we heard in the wings last night that there's a strong possibility that Boris Johnson may want his old job back.
Well, whatever. Who cares? He was useless, too. They call themselves the Conservative Party, Tory Party. They're not conservatives. The reason why UK is in such a bad position is they went along with all this climate change nonsense as well and this net zero crap. They call themselves a Conservative Party. The UK is a welfare state, and that's just the reality of the situation. They got their national health care. They got all their handouts and all their giveaways and all that. They're not going to be capable of growing. They're just not. I mean, they've gotten to a point in time, unless you cut taxes and make it a better place of doing business. I was encouraged after Brexit that they were going to head in that direction. But they really haven't. They really haven't. And this is an absolute embarrassment. I mean, they've had 10 years. You got 10 years of conservatives controlling over there. And look where they are. This is a country that has natural gas deposits. It can go out and it could drill on its own land, and they don't do it. And they're going to be looking at, this is the sixth largest economy in the world, is going to be looking at rolling blackouts this winter, 3 hours a day. It's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Now, the Ukraine, and this is really a big-time story that's not being reported, might be a little bit too early for the people to get on top of it, but I have found out through my sources that the Ukraine is not only moving to cut diplomatic ties with Iran after the drone attacks, they also have got Iranian forces on the ground, not only in Crimea, but also in eastern Ukraine, directing the Russians and teaching them how to use these drones, how to operate them, how to fly them.
Yeah, interesting. I don't know what's real and what's not real right now. I mean, there's a lot of reports coming out, and what we've known so far out of this war is a lot of the reports end up being not accurate. And if it's the case, we do know that they're using their drones.
Yep.
If they have people on the ground there, that'd be problematic. I mean, right now Iran's in a real difficult spot. They have massive uprisings there in their country. They really do. The younger people are just had it. We'll see if there's any follow through there. But, could be the waning days of this, the regime there in Iran. We'll see.
The Ayatollah, or whatever his name is.
Well, it's just since the revolution, now people are pushing back and they're tired of the violence and they're tired of the police going around and your scarf's not on right and you get thrown into a police car and get beat up. I mean, there's some pushback now.
All right, I hear the music coming. Keep your eyes on AOC. We want a full report on Monday mornings of what she's up to.
Poker in my eyes.
She was dancing yesterday. All right, I'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with Frank Silvato. Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.